Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:38 British Summer Time. Today is June 18th. Well, today's my last day in the office for a couple of weeks as I'm heading down to the south of France for a holiday. But this has been a rather interesting day. We've seen that Asia remains relatively weak with the Nikkei and the Hang Seng down both over 1%, but China was really quite strong, broke upwards from this little trading range to make a new recovery high. It's testing the 3,000 level and is really looking quite consistent in this gradual pace of incline that it has maintained now for a number of months. And that really is the one of the only markets that continues to hit new highs. We continue to see that in lagging stock markets in the USA and in Europe, that a number of indices, in fact the vast majority of them, are encountering resistance at the upper side of their range. The bull market, the new bull market that we have trumpeted for emerging markets and some commodities over the last few months is not yet confirmed for a number of these lagging markets, and they really do need to break upwards from these ranges. And at the moment, that's not what they appear to be doing. They continue to look as if they're rolling over. Now, today we saw, for example, that the CAC or the IBEX or the MIB in Italy were all up over 1%. But considering the size of the declines we saw earlier on this week, that then there is more needed if these markets are going to push back up and break upwards from these 6 to what, nearly 8 month trading ranges at this point. And there's little evidence of it so far. What we continue to see is that this is a larger reaction than we've seen previously from this 3 month uptrend. And while there is still the chance that we could see some of these lagging stock markets break upwards, it is increasingly looking like we're going to see some further pullback and consolidation of this impressive advance. And for the leading stock markets of the world, well, one of the big leaders was Taiwan. And that is pulling back rather violently and was down slightly in here today as well. We also see that a large number of the Latin American markets are now pulling backwards. Chile is also notable, not only for the fact that it was one of the leading markets and one of the best in terms of its absolute performance, but it is probably one of the only stock markets in the world that was actually clipping its all-time highs in the last 2 weeks. The fact that it is pulling back from those levels is not altogether surprising, but the very fact that it was able to rally in a fashion that could get it up to test its highs is not something that many investors would have envisaged less than 6 months ago, and is a clear indication of where investors are beginning to look for the kind of return that investors will be seeking over the coming months and indeed years. And that is most assuredly looking to be in commodity producing Latin America and the growth centers of the world in Asia. With the performance that we're seeing at the moment, there is the continued likelihood that we're going to see further pullback and consolidation of these gains. And in those leading markets, that could well be limited to a pullback to the moving average. We should remember that a large number of the leading markets left behind their moving averages as they broke above them back in March, and a pullback towards that level, which it won't be long now before those moving averages start to turn upwards, will be further confirmation that new bull markets are underway for some of the leading markets that are out there. In the commodity complex, we have a lot of interesting action because in the energy complex, we continue to see the oil and gasoline heating oil continue to grind out these new highs on almost a daily basis, that the advances remain consistent, and we should also note that gasoline is in backwardation on that front month contract. So there is people buying at least for the very short term. And It is looking a little bit suspicious because we haven't seen any of the other commodity sectors being so remarkably consistent. Probably the next strongest is the industrial metal complex, where we have seen, for example, copper pulling back into the previous range and looking a little bit less consistent. But I'm looking at lead as I speak, and it's finding support around $1,600, and it remains in this staircase uptrend step sequence. And provided it doesn't sustain a move below 1600, it will remain in a very consistent uptrend. So the industrial metals remain one of the prime areas for that investors are interested in. And we've noted over the last few months, or sorry, the last few weeks, that industrial metals have been appreciating in a number of currencies. That is usually something we refer to when we talk about gold and the sustainability of an advance, and the fact that industrial metals are appreciating in a number of currencies suggests that investors from all over the world are taking an interest in this particular sector. The soft commodity sector is also of interest because it almost universally took a step back earlier on this week. Part of the reason for that was because of the contract rolls, and obviously what we saw was some of this large long position that has been built up over the last few months getting taken off the table as profits were taken. But we are starting to see that even some of those that were hardest hit in the last month, for example, Arabica coffee or orange juice, are in areas of potential support. So there is potential for them to rally somewhat in the coming weeks, that we're not going to see a complete collapse a la back in October, and that for the worst performing in the soft commodity sector, that we could perhaps have an extended base formation development. But for some of those leaders, their pullback to date has been relatively shallow if we factor out the fact of the contract roll and the rather large contango that was there. And lumber is also of interest. We've had some better housing news over the last couple of weeks, and in the commodity sector, lumber has been looked in the past as a housing proxy. And with the very dry weather we've got in Canada at the moment and the potential for fire, then that could also be helping to stimulate prices, because it is one of the better uptrend or the most consistent uptrends out there. And of course, the lumber price less than a couple of months ago was at practically well very hist well historically very low levels. So there is room for that to appreciate. But what we continue to see is that this broad-based move where we saw so many markets advancing at the same time is giving way to more choppy action. That the consistency or the commonality that we saw right across sectors and asset classes is giving way now to more individual stories. So China can continue to push to the upside. We continue to see that individual industrial metals are doing well, or some of the soft commodities that have a particularly strong fundamental story continue to push to the upside. But for everything else, when we start to see that central banks are talking about raising interest rates and reining back the amount of liquidity they're putting into markets, that will start to frighten investors, and it will at least cause them to reassess, and if they're reassessing, they'll begin to book profits, and that is what we've been seeing over the last few weeks. And if we don't have that big flood of new buying continuing to push these markets upwards, then we are, by definition, moving into more of a period where our expectations for further gains need to be scaled back, and the likelihood is strongly skewed towards a consolidation, which, given the size of the advance that we've seen to date, could be a number of months in duration. With that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you, and I'll be back on the 6th of July.